The fishing vessel Accutan no longer has a crew, and the ship's 130,000 pounds of salmon has been offloaded. The processor has been anchored in Unalaska's Captain's Bay since late August, and there's no indication the boat will be leaving soon. Here's Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin.
The reality of it is there's just a huge legal ball that needs to be worked through before any real decision can be made.
After a disastrous fishing season as a processor in Bristol Bay, the vessel's owner went broke, the crew went unpaid, and now the ship is disabled and unable to move. McLaughlin says the interagency task force that united to prevent the boat from spilling fuel, oil, and other chemicals into the bay are in limbo unless the situation turns dire.
Right now, with the exception of the possibility that the responsible party is willing to step up, there's kind of this big gaping hole of no jurisdiction until something more dramatic happens with the vessel.
McLaughlin thinks the boat is stable for now and not in danger of sinking. That said, there is still fuel on board and the ship is in a precarious location for the environment.
It's in front of salmon streams, it's in front of native allotment lands, it's also in close proximity to Westward Seafood's intake. So it's not in a good place to have a problem.
In late August, responders removed almost 16,000 gallons of oil and sludge from the Accutan. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation estimates up to 23,000 gallons of marine diesel and other chemicals remain on board. McLaughlin says the city's ultimate goal is to keep the vessel intact and get it out of Unalaska waters. A team of responders is monitoring the vessel.